این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The groups of people who have been deceived by the propaganda ploys of the East or of the West and have tidal towards the West or East are not fully aware of the Islamic culture, or they will all openly embrace Islam. It is hoped that our intellectuals and those in all Islamic countries will express in a simple language the sense of self-reliance and resistance against superpowers for the people of Islamic countries, and be sure that no one is inherently inclined to be dependent.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about Imam Khomeini's viewpoints with regard to the government. Imam Rahmatullah alayhi knows the government and statesmen as the servants of the people. And Imam also tells the people that you have to be kind to the statesmen and the leaders of the governments. That is, this mutual relationship is going to work rather than a one-sided relationship. In a statement, Imam Rahmatullah alayhi says that we have to take this important step. Imam Rahmatullah says that we must also take this step, which is important to be the content of an Islamic country. Wherever we go, we went in an Islamic country. That is, everywhere in this country should show and tell us and give us a signal and sign that this country that we are in is an Islamic country. There must be a difference between this country and an un-Islamic country. If you enter any street, any shop, anywhere, any cultural center, anywhere else, all the signals around should tell us that this is an Islamic country.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam actually addresses both people and the leaders of the government and the head of the governments that you have to try your best to bring up all the elements of the Islamic country. The government or the country in which everywhere is being managed and being actually ruled by the absolute and exclusive governorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The absolute power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a desired Islamic country and Islamic government. Yes, there is a law for that government, but these laws are based on Islamic rulings. True. Again, in everywhere, we see that the people of knowledge are going to be respected. People in general, the ordinary people, the votes of the people are going to be seen and counted into account. So this is a desired country or government that has the signs of the Islamic government and society and Islamic country. So Imam tells them we have to try our best to reach to this point, and hopefully Islamic leaders and Muslims will take some lessons from these pieces of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every day, never forget to say. ilaha